Come on, Rip Van Winkle, rise and shine. Hi, Pookie. I got breakfast for you. Piping hot. Twain, now that we're both awake, thought we'd go back in there and take a little nap.
Oh, no, baby, please. If you keep wearing me out like this, I'll never get my Ph.D.
Oh, nonsense, Dr. Zulu.
Easy.
Honey, the honeymoon's almost over. We'll both be back to work soon. Of course, you can come by and see me at E.H. Wright Industries. I have my own office.
Your own office?
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Wayne, I don't know what I'd do without you all summer in New York.
Oh, you were a mess. That's what happened.
Yeah, all those gallery openings and auctions and dinner parties and cocktail parties and so empty.
Whitney, are you sure you're glad you came back?
Of course I am. Saying yes to you at the airport was the best thing I've ever done in my whole life.
Missing your plane? Spending that extra night with me was the best thing you ever did in your life. Excuse me. Why don't you and I go to a good movie and cry together? I'm liberated. I'll let you pay. Oh, my goodness. Like bad foot fungus, he's back. Didn't I see you graduate?
Yes, Mr. Gaines, but I have one more class to take in European history.
Just what I need. Another long tooth Romeo getting his degree on CP time. But don't let me catch you loitering here and pestering the young lady. And that goes for you, too, Dark Gable.
Good mugger.
I'll be right back. Oh, my face.
The woman for whom Big Ben told. She looks so good in her.
Well, hurt on, Mr. Johnson. So, what do you think about the big news?
What big news?
Gwen and Whitley have lost a buddy, huh?
They've all got to go sometime, eh? She's a good woman. Plus, if he didn't take the plunge, she was never going to give him any play.
Oh, there's a good reason to commit.
Oh, if it isn't Mocahontas.
What'd you do all summer, make moccasins?
No, Ron. As a matter of fact, I spent the summer tutoring on a Navajo Indian reservation. You know, I found out what a South African homeland must be like. I mean, they live in substandard conditions. There's alcoholism, depression. You know what it is? Government-sanctioned cultural genocide.
So, in other words, this was a pleasure trip for you.
Oh, there they are. Congratulations!
Jimmy, you look gorgeous!
Oh, I'm so excited for you. Eloping must have been so romantic, huh?
Eloping?
Elope? Hey, partner, I thought you just got engaged. We did.
Well, if you two didn't get married, then who did?
We're back.
Oh, welcome home. Newlyweds.
What?
Oh, well, how was the Pocono?
Well, I tell you, life sure looks different inside a heart-shaped tub.
Yeah. And my head lays tonight.
What? I forget it.
Freddie, it was a very long, hot summer.
Oh, thank.
Something was going on, but I ain't know all that was going on.
Yeah, well, we went sailing on the 4th of July, and it's been fireworks ever since.
Colonel!
Well, the last day we went sailing, I looked up in the sky, and there was this plane skywriting, "Marry me, Jessa."
Yes, sir.
Well, they wanted 22-50 a letter. Now, I knew she would understand.
Well, at any rate, she said yes. Of course, I knew she would.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you did.
Oh, I'm happy for the both of you.
Well, let me feed the newlyweds.
Talisa, the school asked me to run the new dorm that my family had built, Dorothy Hot Hall, so we could see each other at all the faculty functions.
Is it too late to get an annulment?
Definitely.
Colonel Taylor.
Yeah.
Nice catch,
Thank you, Dwayne. And by the way, it's good to have you in the department this year. Don't forget, we have our first staff meeting today at 4.
4?
4 o'clock.
Oh, right. I didn't forget.
Oh. I forgot. Look, Whitney's ring is going to be ready at 4, and now I have a staff meeting at 4. Can you help me out?
Oh, no problem. I'll pick it up on the way to the beach.
Ron, watch out with it. It cost me everything I have.
Partner, have I ever let you down before? I get it.
honey, you didn't finish your pie. Well, I cut you a fresh, big old piece.
Oh, great.
Can't have my man wasting away on me now. Come on, come on. Dig in.
Mm-hmm.
Recipe. She made that up in World War II when they were rationing butter.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's got that old wartime flavor, that's for sure.
Now, the crust, that was the toughest part.
Ah, that it is. That it is.
Honey?
Beloved?
You hate my pie, don't you?
Oh, I hate is such an ugly word. Laundry time. Son, welcome home, man. All right.
Jaleesa, congratulations.
Thank you, Karen. Oh,
sorry that you missed the wedding.
How was Germany?
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm.
That's good. You know that something looks a little different about you.
Oh, I am.
I'm in the club. Son, well, we will discuss your initiation in detail a little later, all right? Meanwhile, how about something to drink? Soda or something
soda,
like that, yeah?
Terrence, I'm very sorry, too, that you weren't able to make it to the wedding. You know, it was all just, you know, so sudden.
Oh, don't sweat it. I mean, lady wife of Dad's is a mother of mine.
Thank you, that's very sweet.
Can I call you Mom?
Only if you eat my pie.
Look, there's nothing the girls in this dorm haven't tried that I haven't done better.
Uh-huh. Ooh, what's that? What?
Is this what they get in this dorm?
Nope.
Hey,
nope.
You give me my ring, though.
I give it to you.
I'm just playing with your wife. I've been waiting all summer for that ring. Smell a diamond, I go for blood.
Who said anything about this being a diamond?
Well, whatever it is, I will love it.
You lie like a rug. Go sit down.
Fine.
Go sit down. Hush up. This is my moment, woman.
Whitley, I've never met anybody like you before. And I'll probably never meet anybody like you again, thank God. You're everything that I always wanted, and a lot that I never thought I wanted. You're my precious baby, and I'm yours.
And I'm yours too, forever and ever and always.
With this ring, I'm engaged. Ta-da. What's the matter? You don't like it? Honey?
It's beautiful, Dwight. I can't believe it's so big. Dwight. Oh, you shouldn't have.
Oh, I didn't.
It's too much.
I know.
I can't accept this. Oh, you're the most generous man I've ever known.
Oh, no, not really. I'm not.
And so modest, Dwayne. That's why I love you.
Sweetie.
Go on, put it on me.
No, maybe we should...
Go on.
No, why don't we...
Put on me.
Oh, darling, as I put this big old ring on your finger, wow, I want you to know that I love you no matter what happens.
I will remember this moment for the rest of my life.
Oh, so alive.
I love you.
I'm over here.
I love you.
I asked you to pick up Whitley's ring, not rob the store. What are you talking about? You brought back the whole diamond, man. Brought back whatever they gave me. What? How do you think I could afford a ring like that? I don't know. A A man will go into debt when he got his nose wide open.
She's gonna hate the other ring now, though.
If the jeweler has to notice, why should you?
Because it doesn't belong to me, stupid.
Well, this diamond probably came from South Africa. They owe us one anyway.
Oh, you are so twisted. I can't take it back from her because this morning, the first thing she said was good morning to the ring. She even named it the Star Pookie. What's wrong with you?
Star Pookie. Never mind.
You just take the stairs right here, make a sharp left, and your room is 22 high. Remember, there's a dorm meeting tonight at 7:30 p.m. sharp. And Lilibel, if you need anything at all, you just call me, okay? Don't strain your back with that trunk.
Sorry, Jim.
That's okay, my resident assistant.
So, what do you want me to start?
Oh, well, let me think. I don't know.
Oh, my God. It's huge.
I know, 2.5 carats. Not that that matters.
He must have spent half his grant on that.
Oh, Kim, don't talk about the price. That is so tacky. Uh-oh. We got a fly girl reject. Excuse me. Hello. Welcome to Dorothy High Hall. What can I do for you?
That is a serious cubic zirconia. You just get that off that home shopping panel.
Name?
Lena James. Class of 1995. I really like the way that sounds.
James, you say? I'll see you on here.
Well, that's all right. I'll take any room you have.
No, honey, this is not the Motel 6. You have to have proof that you belong.
Whitley, maybe there's been some sort of computer error or something.
Don't insult the school computer's resident assistant. If this poor child can't find a room, she has to go down to the housing office.
That's all right. I won't bother you. It's a shame we couldn't work something out, though. I mean, I could learn a lot from a sister like you. That's why I came to college.
Kimberly, call that housing office and see why those bumblers left this child on the street.
No. Don't even waste the call, see, because they're the ones who sent me over here.
Oh, well, they who?
The big fat man with the mustache.
That would be Ms. Brown.
Oh, well, she's the one.
May I see your note?
She ain't give me one.
Really? Ms. Brown never sends anyone anywhere without a note.
What can I say? Old girl was backed up, I guess.
I knew you were trouble the minute you walked in here, Missy. Nothing gets past me. Now, you just carry your little fly behind on out of here and be on your merry way.
Whitley, let's at least help her find something else.
We're helping her find the door. Is that a baby?
Well, isn't Terrence?
Son of Jalisa.
She's not my real mother, all right?
Touchy.
I'm not upset about it. I mean, why should I be? My folks have been divorced for a long time.
Terrence, the old man threw you a curveball, but you'll get over it with a little time.
Oh, with a little something else. My kind of therapy.
That's what I thought.
Baby, your perfume was calling me, so I'm picking up the phone.
Hello.
Goodbye.
So you're a freshman here, right? Where you staying?
The housing messed up. They didn't place me, so now I have what you call a walk-around rooming assignment.
What's that?
I walked around and decided where I wanted to room. Hyde Hall. All I have to do now is get past that Miss Ebony fashion face.
Whitley? Well, you know, my dad's the head of the math department. Maybe he can help.
I know he can. Prince Rob, my brother.
Ladies, I do not want
this dorm to be known as the home of the hot and bother. We have standards. We have pride.
We have needs. Which obviously have not been met.
Let us not forget that we reside in the dorm named after the illustrious Dorothy Hart.
Is she the one that did those sex reports?
Dorothy Hart, my benighted friend, is the head of the National Council of Negro Women. She is also the creator of the Black Family Reunion. She is also one of the leaders of the Organization of 100 Black Women.
I guess she's black.
My. I have a visitor. What can I do for you now?
I have a note from Dean Witherspoon.
Dean Witherspoon?
Yes, from the math department.
Ah. Dear Ms. Gilbert, please find a room in your dorm for Lena James. She is one of our most promising freshmen and a feature engineer. Sincerely yours, Dean Witherspoon. Well, as much as I would like to oblige the Dean, Lena James, we have no space either. I'm sorry.
You've got an extra bedroom.
You're turning my living room into a sweatshop.
I really like what you got on there, but you know what? I'd get rid of those pleats, and that belt's a little bit too much. I'd probably wear it around my neck.
Yeah. Well, I got this from the House of Chanel in Paris.
Oh, really? I'm going there someday, believe that.
I'm sure all of France awaits with bated breath. Petite Fossoyette Charonne. Keep me there.
I get the feeling they'll want something too nice.
Where's my dry cleaner? What is my skirt doing out here? Did you try it on?
Yeah, but it was just a little...
Let me tell you something, Missy. My clothing is sacred. If I ever catch a little pause on my things again, you'll be out of here so fast you have skid marks on your bony derriere.
I fixed the hem.
Well, next time, ask.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. So I just called that little Miss Lena right off. She'll think twice before messing with me again.
That's good, sweetie. There's something that I really gotta say.
I just gotta talk to that Dean Witherspoon. He's got his nerve. What's he like anyway?
I don't know.
He's in your department.
No, he's not.
Dean Witherspoon. He wrote me a letter on mass stationery.
Sweetie, I met the whole department at a meeting today. There was no Dean Witherspoon.
That little man. I'm going to tear her into pieces
when I get home.
Whitley,
please, enough about the dorm.
You're right. I didn't even ask my Pookie how his day was. Mm. How is my Pookie's day?
Oh, Pookie's day was rotten.
Why?
Because, I've been trying to figure out how to tell you that you can't keep the ring.
This ring?
Yeah.
Why, Dwayne? Why can't I keep my ring?
Because the jeweler accidentally gave me the wrong one.
Oh! Does he know?
Whitley?
I'm sorry. You're right. Truth is, I never really cared for this ring. So big. I loathe 2.5-carat pear-shaped diamond rings. Please take it. Ooh, what a load off. Freedom.
Well, the real one is a lot smaller.
That's okay, Pookie. Comes from your billion-carat heart.
Thank you. Thank you for understanding.
Always, my love.
I'm gonna get her some champagne.
You do that.
Okay.